Welcome to Sampaguita Rising, where we deliver conversations with real people sharing real stories of what happens when you stop living the life you have and start loving the life you live. I'm your host, Sarah, and this is my very first episode where I share with you all the things that make me, me. So let's get started. But first, a message from our sponsor. Now, on with the show. As I thought about what to share today, bio profiles popped into mind. I'm Sarah, photographer, graphic designer, paddleboard napper, lover of sunshine. But I figured, for you to get an idea of the Sampaguita Rising vibe, maybe I should dig a little bit deeper and share with you a little bit of my history. So, here it is. I was born in the Philippines. When I was 5, I moved to Saudi Arabia, where I went to school from kindergarten through 6th grade. Vacations were mostly spent in the Philippines, but sometimes we went to other Asian countries, Europe, United States. I started kindergarten at an American school without knowing any English, so my parents only let me speak in English anytime I was with them. So by 3rd grade, I was fluent, and by 6th grade, I sounded the way that I sound today. Any of this relatable to you yet? In 6th grade, both of my parents received letters from immigration telling them to prepare to get interviewed for green cards, so we moved back to the Philippines. Because each of my parents were sponsored by their siblings about 20 years prior, they had no idea how long it would take to get interviewed. So they enrolled both me and my brother into school. So here I was, back in the town my mother's from, enrolled in her old high school. There's no 7th or 8th grade in the Philippines. And I was back to not knowing how to speak the language. Luckily, we found ourselves approved for green cards and moving to California just 4 months later, where I experienced the biggest culture shock of my life. Girls my age were wearing tube tops and makeup. Everyone swore. I had no idea who New Kids on the Block was, and everyone was only really friends with the same race as themselves. Fast forward to today. I'm a creative entrepreneur. Mom to 3 kick-ass kids who teach me new things every single day, living in a pandemic in a society that is getting stretched once again by social justice movements. Between 13-year-old me to 40-something-year-old me, I've experienced many injustices myself, but I'm also learning and recognizing that I've also encouraged those injustices as I tried to please people and place people inside boxes, including myself. Then one day, I said, screw this box. I don't fit in it. And I started to figure out that the box doesn't even exist. It was only made up by people who were afraid. Then I started meeting and hanging out with people who weren't afraid. I started reading and listening to people who weren't afraid. These people and their stories inspired me to find my own story. That story includes an array of jobs like a corporate trainer, a model manager for a car show production company. That was fun. An assistant controller and administrative assistant. All these jobs, really unrelated to each other, all trained me for, ta-da, self-employment. Self-employment, at first, looked like a small in-home daycare that ran for almost 7 years, where I consistently had 0 vacancies and made over $50,000 a year with 2 part-time assistants. Those 2 part-time assistants took care of the kids while I took care of all the behind-the-scenes stuff, like payroll, creating preschool curriculum, inventory, also known as grocery shopping, talking to parents, you know, all the stuff that you wouldn't normally see at a daycare. And those 2 assistants, they allowed me to actively pursue photography and design. Now, today, I share with you some of these details not to brag, but to tell you everything happens for a reason. Without those jobs, I wouldn't have known how to market myself, talk to people, business tax practices, payroll. Your experiences are preparing you for something great. And if you're struggling fitting into a box, maybe like me, You need to hear a few stories to figure out whether or not there's even a box. So, I hope you stay tuned as I bring on some creative goal-getters to share their stories of both accomplishments and heartache, how they keep motivated, how to love yourself and not lose yourself. Nick Joaquin writes in Candido's Apocalypse, "I believe, you know, we never stop being what we were, young. We don't shed the young self, we just put on other skins, one cover after another. But somewhere in us is still the self we were before we fell, before we started covering ourselves. And all the rest of our lives, we're trying to go back. We're looking for it, what we lost." How exhausting and aggravating and lonely and sad. Let's just be young together. And instead of getting old, maybe we rise. Thanks for tuning in today. Please feel free to DM me on Instagram at sampaguitarising and let me know your thoughts. If you liked what you hear, please leave a comment, share, or post on Instagram how you are loving the life that you live and use hashtag sampaguitarising. Also, if you're not already following me on Instagram, would love to connect with you. You'll also find what I've got planned, like a monthly giveaway, maybe a virtual marketplace? ? On my Instagram bio link, you'll also find free creative resources and a sign-up link for the Bayanihan Spirit newsletter, where you'll get tips, tricks, strategies, bright ideas for startups, and so much more in your inbox. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to find you here again next time. Take care.